With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We have returned. We've got a new theme tune. It's by Frankie at the Heartstrings. But I'm still Marcus Speller. Jim Campbell's still here. Luke Moore's still here. And Pete Donaldson is still here. Let's get on with the show. We can't, we won't, and we don't stop, ladies and gentlemen. We're back just like we said we would, together again, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's like we've never been apart. And as I said, I'm Marcus and Jim. Say hello.
Hello.
Luke, say hello.
It genuinely feels like we've never been apart. All right.
Two and a half weeks since we've seen each other.
Not enough.
No.
I know how... Oh, sorry, Pete. Go ahead. I'm jumping in there.
Hello.
I was about to say, I know how Iniesta and Xavi and all those Spanish players felt between that really busy period there where they won everything. Apart from we haven't won anything.
That's very true. Yeah. That is very true.
No trophies.
Pete, you're looking resplendent in your bikini.
Cheers, mate. Well, it's summertime fresh.
It is indeed. We've got a new Ramble theme tune. Don't fear it. Embrace it.
Yeah.
All right. We're still the sexy four as before.
Listen.
I cannot believe Frank in the Heartstrings did that, because we asked them and they said yes. I'm going to start asking really pretty girls out.
I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Especially not via a podcast.
Which... One thing I would say about the theme tune is, I mean, as we are all around this table, four men in our 30s, we know better than most that change can be terrifying.
Yeah. I've gone from iOS to Android 4, and I don't know what the hell's going on. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that for your phone's operating system or for your personal one?
My firmware's been updated, Jim. That's all you need to know.
I thought it was a board game.
Right then, shall we get on with it, damn it all? The Euros are done, they've gone.
Yeah, forget them.
Absolutely. The football season started, it's already begun. The Premier League season will, of course, be back this coming weekend. There are 8 new managers in the Premier League.
This is amazing.
Season.
That's amazing.
I mean, and it's
too many.
Well, there's so many.
By the way, they've replaced old ones. They've just got clubs to not manage.
I thought they were just adding on.
Well, Hull City.
The thing is, the way Pete said it was like there's a holding pool of managers that they could just be selected from at any time.
And they've all got out.
Yeah. In a sense, there are, isn't there?
No, not really, no. I mean, apart
from now the Big Sam's got the England job as well.
The whole situation does need to be sorted.
Yeah, okay.
Or does it?
I've heard Mike Phelan mention Jim, so yes, it does.
Chelsea, Everton, Hull City, they need a new manager. Manchester City, Manchester United, Southampton, Sunderland and Watford. My goodness, it begs the question then, because there's so many new faces, fresh faces. Who do we think the hardest manager in the Premier League is?
It's a classic ramble trope, and we're doing it. We're doing it again.
Jim?
This generally, we sort of debate this between ourselves, don't we? I think it's too big for us to each individually answer. Because there's just so many to consider. Now, some of the classics are gone. Allardyce is gone. He's not a consideration anymore. Tony Pulis would have been one in the past, but I think age might be catching up to Tony.
Yeah, I can see that.
But
Big Sam is a huge loss in this department.
A huge, huge loss. He's almost a guaranteed finalist, really.
But do you not think
he's losing Brock Lesnar?
It is, it very much is.
He's qualified to the international arena.
Well,
and he's got his attack dog Sammy Lee with him.
That shows you the quality of his fighting game, you know? David Moyes was once a contender as well, but I think the last few years have been harsh on him.
Don't underestimate Moyes.
I was about to say, that's foolish.
He's old man hard.
It's a wounded animal as well. You know, backed into a corner of the country, which is Sunderland.
And what a corner it is, Pete, no. David Moyes has got the Nigel Pearson thing about him. He's an old man hard.
I do wonder if the last few years have been a bit harrowing. There's the Sean Dyche back as well. You know, I think he would be like that episode of The Simpsons where Homer becomes a boxer just because he can take so much punishment. Yeah. I think that's very much his style.
No, I think that's Steve Bruce's style.
Yeah, true, but Bruce isn't around. He's gone. So Conte is a new sort of contender.
Because
he's going to come flying at you. Yeah. You've got no chance but to weather the storm, ride it out for a bit, wait for him to tire, and then attack him. But I must say, I think it's Mark Hughes' time.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's Hughes' time.
If he could just get over the sort of silly distraction of this handshake business.
I think that was probably about four years ago.
It doesn't matter. To turn that shake into a punch.
It could be a special move.
You sound like you're from a fast food chain. Turn that shake into a punch.
What kind of fast food chains do you go to?
Oh, you should see.
Has anyone around here shook Mark Hughes' hand?
No,
so there you go.
But we haven't tried.
Well, you don't know. You don't know that. I want to bring someone into. I think the populist choice would be Conte. I think he's obvious. He's there. He's big. He's tough. Yeah. A few ex-players have said a few bits and pieces about him to that end. I think Walter Mazzarri is a dark horse.
Well,
you do not play as a journeyman midfielder in Serie A in the 80s and not have something about
him.
He is tough. He's as tough as they come, Mazzarri.
That's interesting. I thought about Mazzarri and dismissed him, but when you say that, I think, I mean, with Conte, Andrea Pirlo did once say about Conte, when he speaks, his words assault you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's just his words.
But he's not going to knock out someone like David Moyes with words.
No.
Just well, punch, kick.
Yeah, it's not going to work. It doesn't work like that.
I'm hardly feeling this.
So Slaven Bilic as well. It's got to be in there.
Peter.
I'm going to go for Claude Puel.
Really? Okay, also a defensive midfield player.
That's an interesting shout.
Well, he comes from a place in France called Castres. It's in the mountains. It's twinned with two places on this fair earth.
Mm-hmm. Airdrie.
Alcatraz. And Aberdeen.
A place in Rwanda.
Okay.
And Wakefield.
Well, there you go.
Strange.
Rough as old boots and great at high altitude. So I think he's got everything. He's got strong lungs.
What,
great at altitude?
If the fights are on a helipad.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be fair, there's no reason they wouldn't be. No.
He could go for ages, absolutely ages.
Peter, not everybody drinks at those rooftop bars like you do.
It's twin with Boutet and Wakefield, for crying out loud.
I think Jürgen Klopp is a bit of a contender on this.
Kloppy?
Because he's all energy.
Yeah, he's the tallest manager in the league, isn't he?
I think he's 6'4", I think.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Another one, and... you know, this might seem odd at first, but I wouldn't be surprised if Pep Guardiola, on the sly, has got, like, amazing MMA skills.
I thought this, but he's too thin.
Jim does make a point there. I think that you wouldn't be surprised if Guardiola was actually quite good at a martial art.
Yeah, the sort of technical aspect of it.
But the thing with Guardiola is I am in no way a fighter at all, but I think I could beat Pete in a fight. But I also acknowledge that Pete is wiry. Pete is wiry.
He's unhappy right now.
Well, 2 points. You're right, Jim. 2 points. Pete would take it down to the trenches. Definitely.
I'd be covered in oil.
And two, he's wiry.
Myself in oil.
Keep going. let me stop you. Please continue. But I think Guardiola is just thin. He's just skinny. And can I also say another...
Sorry, because you think you could beat up Pete, Guardiola's too thin.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, right, yeah. Sorry. Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. I'm sure the listeners will appreciate the clarification.
Right, it's less annoying algorithm.
Another mention of this particular question, and not another feature for Wenger. He's not getting a mention at all.
No, Wenger's worried about retirement.
He is, yeah.
And death.
And Eddie Howe's not getting anywhere near it either.
Eddie Howe's
too nice.
We've done them all. We've featured them all.
What about Craig Brown?
What about Pardew?
The shadow looming over all.
Alan Pardew is a type of man who will stand behind one of his harder friends and throw a half full glass of gin and tonic at the assailant.
Yeah, no. Alan Pardew is comforting the wives.
Yeah. Alan Pardew's the sort of guy who said, I couldn't get in a fight last night to help you out because I didn't have the right shoes on.
Yeah.
He goes over and goes, was that footballer said your wives are watching?
Oh,
it's like an old Italian footballer.
It was Shiria?
The guy who died, sadly. He said your wives are watching. So carry on, I'll just go and cover it.
Pardew's got a whole new meaning from
when
that.
Yeah.
But when he said your wives are watching, that was in a gentlemanly way.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
This is also in a gentlemanly way.
All right.
So I will console them.
Yeah. What about Pochettino?
Yeah. Can see he was a tough, no-nonsense player.
Yeah.
He's had his hair cut since then, so he means business.
Do you know what? I think Ronald Koeman could be a bit tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly was on the pitch.
It's actually quite a packed list. I was thinking
about
this
earlier.
It's probably the most packed it's been.
I think you were quite foolish to dismiss Pulis so early on.
I do too. Yeah, because he's old man heart.
Yeah, but old man strength sort of starts to... They it's like they calcify, as Pete once said, but after a time they sort of start to blancmange, let's say. And yes. I think Pulis is heading that way.
Yeah, for the winter.
He's only 58.
I grant you they hit a wall.
Yeah.
So to speak. But I think Pulis is definitely in the conversation. I think Bilic would be up there. Conte, but I have to agree, Mark Hughes, I think, is the man for me. He's got a new little beard.
I want to summarise this entire chat before we move on by saying there is nothing fleshy about Tony Pulis.
Agreed.
I would very much like to continue the show by, before we start the show or the rest of the show, is by googling Mark Hughes' beard. What does that look like?
Well, I saw a photo of it. He may well have shaved it off. It could have been a pre-season.
Big hipster beard.
No. More of a sort of a... Not too dissimilar to yourself, Jim.
He's neglected his face for about a week.
But it's kind of gone through and you think, he's got something to work with.
Are we approaching a Roy King situation here?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Quite possibly.
Keep a watch your brief. Hughes would look absolutely terrifying with a big sort of Roy King, I live in the Woods beard.
Yeah, quite.
And he can still volley you.
Let's keep a watching brief.
Yes, indeed.
Of who Mark Hughes is going to volley the head off.
So I think Jim's got the points there because he said Mark Hughes first, but I think Mark Hughes...
He's generally got the
wins
points,
on yeah. points.
He's crowned.
Handshakes all round.
it's a hollow victory given that the shadow of Big Sam looms large. He's now the end of level boss, isn't he, essentially?
Yeah, we've got a hard England manager again. Although I don't think Hodgson was... Anyway, let's move on to the Community Shield, shall we? Where Leicester City, they were beaten by Manchester... By Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Yeah. It's begun.
Zlatchester United.
Yeah. It was fantastic just to see him score a goal in... I mean, because I don't really acknowledge these sort of glorified friendly competitions. I know Community Shield is essentially a curtain raiser and a friendly, but it feels like a proper game to me.
Yeah.
And it's great to see Zlatan score a goal in English football. And you know, I'm no fan of Man United, but it's great to see him wearing a Man United shirt. There are big club. He belongs there instantly. His first touch in the game was like a really outrageous backheel as well, wasn't it? And then he scores the winner. It was fantastic.
I thought he looked a little bit off the pace at times. He looked a bit like, not really sure where he was. I mean, he's had a tournament under his belt, I guess. But
playing up front with Wayne Rooney, it's sometimes hard to distinguish which position you should be in. Because the two of them didn't really link so well. And do you know what? I thought to myself, Ibrahimovic, at least you know where his best position is. It's quite obvious.
He was coming to pick up the ball quite deep at times, though.
He does do that. He's always done that.
Yeah, he doesn't have a huge amount of pace, as we all know, and as he always has. But he's so effective with chances like the one that he scored from, where he so rarely misses them. It sort of offsets that lack of pace, because in terms of playing to the percentages, give him a chance and he's likely to put it away.
If you get runners around, in which they do have in Martial and Lingard, and what a goal by Lingard.
Yeah. And Rashford can contribute as
Rashford
well.
Rashford can contribute, then you're fine. I just wonder where Rooney slots in there, because Mkhitaryan could come in and play behind Ibrahimovic. I just wonder, could this be Rooney's last season at Manchester United? Because we know what Mourinho's like. He doesn't mind being ruthless.
I think it's a possibility. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I think because Mourinho has already said, I'm not going to play Rooney in midfield. He's going to play where he's in his best position. But I mean, he clearly isn't going to be able to play every game, is he? Anyway,
is it fair to say it's Juan Mata's last season?
Juan Mata, sub for a sub. I mean, we couldn't have scripted this.
I thought there was a lot less in that than people were making out. Because if you watched, I watched the BBC highlights today after watching the game, obviously, and Mourinho sort of explained it away fairly easily. It was a height issue.
Well, not only that.
I mean, he said that I didn't have any other choice but to replace him. And I've spoken to him and it was fine. I mean, I suppose he could have not replaced him if he wanted to. Mm. But it didn't seem to be as much in it as people were making out.
Well, true. I mean, perhaps he wanted to bring on Mkhitaryan. And he's obviously a forward-thinking player. He'd brought on Rashford after Mata. He didn't want to bring off Ibrahimovic for a height issue, as he said, because Leicester were going to put balls in the box. But it was the 93rd minute in which he took him off.
It does seem very pointed, doesn't it? It's a strange one. Bastian Schweinsteiger has also been royally mugged off by Mourinho in the 10 minutes he's been there. It's almost like he's looking at those two guys thinking, you guys aren't Man United men. You're a Bayern man. You're a former Chelsea man. It's because Mourinho really wants this legacy at United, doesn't he? He wants to bring the feel of Man United back. And I wonder if a little bit of it is to do with that. Because he doesn't quite rate them as players, so he's just making it easy for them to leave, in a sense.
Part of me thinks that he's trying to do the thing that he normally does, where he tries to stamp his authority and say that I'm the only superstar here. But he's done it with two quite dispensable players. because I know Matt is a great player, but he's been moved on from big clubs before. Mm. And Schweinsteiger's obviously best years are behind him. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like quite a serviceable way of doing
it. Why is he not doing it to Fellaini, then?
Fellaini's not going to be there much longer when Pogba comes in, isn't he? Anyway, is he?
I think he might...
It's like going to a restaurant and just having Expedia up on the on your phone, or like one of those top table kind of reviewy kind of sites, sort of reviewing.
I got absolutely stung by Booking.com over the summer.
Did you?
Okay.
Yeah, it just reminded me of that. It's annoyed me.
What happened?
Well, I was supposed to stay at a place which was £150 a night, and I got charged £374.
Well, welcome our new sponsors, Booking.com.
Buy a mattress.
That's just a result of Brexit, mate.
Well, it probably was, mate. I've only just realised after you've mentioned that. Reminded me. That's okay.
Right.
Just give me the £74 and we'll call it a quiz.
Would it be fair to say Mourinho might have a bit of fun using Eric Bailly in that back line? I mean, he loves an accurate slide tackle, doesn't he?
And an inaccurate one.
Yep. I was giving him the benefit of the doubt.
As long as he's sliding across the ground, he isn't.
I'm speaking. I don't mind admitting, I'm speaking from a point of view of someone who hadn't watched Eric Bailly play that much. He was exactly as I thought he would be.
How do you pronounce it?
Yeah. Bailly. Bailly's fine. He won't mind, will he?
We all like a Bailly.
Just say it as if you're falling down a well.
Bailly. And that's what
I do. Say Bailly and you can be the Rambles David Pleat, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, everyone.
Mourinho dedicated the trophy to Louis van Gaal because without him he wouldn't have had the chance to win another trophy.
See, that's the first dig of a long season.
I love it.
The bloke's not even a rival manager anymore.
No. Well, he's had a dig at Wenger and someone else already, hasn't he? Saying it was, it wasn't immoral. It was unethical to talk about another team's transfer regarding the Pogba deal, because obviously managers are being asked about the amount all over. He started so early this year.
Oh, really is, yeah. Ibrahimovic, he was happy to win his 31st trophy.
I love how much he considered it a trophy.
It's not a trophy, is it?
It's a big plate.
Well, I think in other countries it's considered a little bit more.
Can I just say, if Portsmouth had won it in 2008, it would have been a trophy.
Yeah, very much so, very much so. Claudio Ranieri, of course, he was asked what he was aiming for this season with Leicester and replied, 40 points, don't laugh, which I quite like. He's still at it.
Good on him.
He said, we'll start with the season with the same philosophy and humility. And I thought, well done. 40 points is the target, and then we'll see how many months less to the end of the season.
You can say that we're looking for a European place and be humble as well. It's they're not mutually...
I think he's joking, isn't he? Yeah. It was nice to see Vardy score, because I really want Vardy to just be the player he was last season and absolutely not be a one-hit wonder. Well,
thanks to Fellaini for that.
Yeah. Very generous.
Fellaini agrees with you, Jeremy. Yeah.
I mean, sorry, it used to be called the Charity Shield, Marilyn, but that's not what it's all about.
Yeah. He's lost none of his pace in the close season.
Who, Fellaini? Agree.
But I've noticed that Vardy's put back his autobiography, released by a week, Running Scared from the Football Ramble.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Pre-order.
That's right.
To be expected.
Yeah. Get involved. All of you get involved. Leicester, it's good that they've kept the majority of their players. Obviously, they lost N'Golo Kante. But that side that started the Community Shield was pretty much, apart from Kante, the side that won them the league.
They need more players, though, if they're going to...
They do, don't they?
Champions League. I can see them doing possibly a little bit better than expecting the Champions League, but I do think they are going to probably finish fairly far down the table.
Yeah, they've got to be careful with all those extra games and with that side, because you know when, like, Sunday teams, they lose players and then about January they go, oh, we can't carry on, and they have to withdraw and everyone gets a 3-0
win. That's what Hull are going
to
do.
Yeah. I mean...
They've signed about five or six players.
They have.
Musa looks decent.
Yeah, Mendy's also, he was called a carbon copy of Claude Makélélé, but isn't everybody in that position?
But Musa scored a lovely goal against Barcelona in pre-season, where he literally, if you haven't seen it, he literally ran from his own half.
Yeah.
And it was a very, very composed finish.
And Barcelona haven't looked that bothered in all of their pre-season.
Other than the marketing team or the brand agency that have been hired to promote the International Champions Cup, and I am doing air quotes, no one cares.
No one cares. The guy who runs it, do you remember at the end of last season, he was saying that, effectively saying it was better than the Champions League, because
they could
pick and choose who was in it.
Well, because the Champions League is just Europe. It's the European Champions League. This is the International Cup.
I was absolutely delighted when that game was called off in China, because it made it look all completely two-bit. They couldn't dish it, because if you've seen what they've done, basically based on the stadiums and where they are that you've been playing,
right?
I think there's an Australia Cup, a United States Cup, and like a Europe Cup or something.
All right.
A China Cup, but they couldn't dish out the China Cup because that game was called off.
Yeah.
So there was
a porcelain cup instead.
There was nothing, mate. Nothing.
Oh, right.
So the brand Knee agency cup. As well behind that would be very annoyed. And that makes me happy.
As well as, you know, football fans across the world who love such a storied competition, no doubt.
Storied.
What are those little lollies? Chupa Chups.
I'd
like them to have a cup, the Chupa Chups cup.
Remember Messi was trying to grab that big Chupa Chup drunk on that bus.
Was he?
And Wayne Rooney was caught eating one, wasn't he, with a pair of glasses on the vest that time. That looked really fun.
Yeah, I'm saying the people at Chupa Chups need to step up their game.
They need to capitalise on that. They've gone viral and they haven't even noticed.
like a Vardy finish.
Indeed. From another era.
And I also, just another point of admin on the Community Shield. I heard that Vardy might miss the start of the season because he's having an operation on his wrist, but he was playing with the wrist guard again.
Yeah. I thought that he used the wrist guard as a sort of superstition thing by now. I thought it was like Peter Cech's hat.
Apparently it's a wrist guard that's to protect it. It's a protective guard, not a healing guard, because he has to have some sort of surgery on it.
Okay.
And he didn't want to miss Leicester's season, obviously. He didn't want to miss the Euros, but I thought he was going to do it now, but clearly he hasn't.
Yeah. He could have missed a bit of pre-season.
He could, exactly.
Oh, maybe they weren't ready for him.
Yeah,
and who is ready for him? A lot of defences aren't, Jim.
Right.
We can say that. Paul Pogba, eh? Man United are ready for him, though.
It's great business. It's just great business.
Nearly done, isn't it? I'm really looking forward to this one being done.
Do you definitely want to let him go? It's buy him back. Buy him back if we want. 100 mil. What?
There's talk it's going to be 89 million now. So,
But
bargain. Not so bad.
Achieve it
bargain.
Twice the price.
It's inverse booking.com.
Maybe they're buying him through booking.com. That's worth 100 million. If you'd have gone direct to the to the client, you'd have got him for 20 mil.
That's right. I thought, I liked what Mourinho said of Pogba joining them instead of, say, the big two in La Liga. And he said, if you want to be the best player in the world and go to Barcelona and Real Madrid, you're in trouble because the big guys won't let you.
Another dig. God,
lovely digs.
Yeah. They won't pay that money.
Yeah.
They don't need to. Good Lord.
Actually, you know, as much as we joke about booking.com, Mino Raiola is his agent, and that is the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because his fee is astronomical. He's like that.
But the situation with Juventus is that, I mean, I remember James Horncastle saying just before the Euros, I heard him say that they went to Juventus and offered something like 75 mil, something like that. And the president of Juventus said, look, it's going to cost you 90 million to even get around and negotiate and tell us off. We don't need to sell him. He's happy here. Yeah. Mm. He's playing at the highest level. He's the best player in the league. He's played in the Champions League final. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, very much made it clear that they had the power. It's only since, I think, I don't know, because I'm not, obviously not that close to the deal or anything, but I think it's only since Pogba has said, look, I definitely want to go now, that things are starting to move along.
Yeah.
And Juventus are well within their rights to hold out for as much money as they want.
Well, they've just spent a lot on Higuain.
Well, I was about to say, maybe he said 100 million, we can spend what we want. And they go, Higuain, 89.
89.
Yeah, fine.
But the thing is, though, the situation, for those of you who aren't aware, I'm sure many people are, but for those who aren't aware, he was a Man United player. I mean, they took him away from Le Havre as a very young man, didn't they? And he was clearly ready to start playing, and he just wasn't being played.
At a time where they really needed a player in that position.
Odd.
It was very strange.
Yeah, so, I mean, there you go. Look, it's cost him 100, probably going to cost him 100 million to get him back. But he's a fantastic player. And, you know, when you're having to start games with Marouane Fellaini in that position, it needs must.
Yeah. You know what, though? They've done such good business. If they do conclude the Pogba deal, which I'm sure they will, it's been an incredible summer for them in the transfer market.
Mm. It was just a game of top trumps, wasn't it? And Marouane Fellaini put down the card. All right.
Yeah.
100 million it is. 100 million it is. We're going to talk about the International Champions Cup after this.
Hi, I'm Linvoy Primus, and you're listening to the Football Ramble. Hi, I'm Linvoy Primus, and you're listening to the Football Ramble.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. It's International Champions Cup time.
Of course it is.
We sort of already talked about it.
Yeah. Well, we should say, you know, there was a cup final, a proper cup final, the day before the Community Shield at Wembley. There was 55 people shy of 90,000 there to watch this. The second largest attendance at Wembley, which is quite remarkable.
That's all it could have taken. Just get 55 people from the Wembley area in. Yeah, and just
You're talking about Liverpool-Barcelona, right?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's the International Champions Cup.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. As if there's people out there who aren't aware of that.
Well, it was a four-goal thriller. All of the goals were scored by the team in red. Liverpool. Barcelona, they did have Messi with his new blonde hair, Suarez, Busquets and a number of familiar faces, but it was Sadio Mane who opened the scoring.
The £34 million man.
That Wijnaldum's starting for Liverpool. I just completely forgot about that piece.
He's in my fantasy league team. I think he's going to do really well.
Have you just put all the ex-Newcastle players in your fantasy league team?
I just start screaming at the computer, it still counts.
I think my favourite thing surrounding the whole event, and I'm pretty sure this was seeing former Liverpool favourite John Barnes rapping on the London Underground.
This is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And if you haven't seen the video, the way he exits the train backwards doing a sort of ersatz moonwalk while continuing to rap.
In his gold blazer.
But
not finishing the rap because he's got to get off the train.
Exactly. If someone said to me, make up this incident. I couldn't have made up better than this.
No. Mm.
It's fantastic.
You fair play to him for doing it, to be fair.
Yeah.
To be fair, to fair.
But everyone's singing on the tube with it. But as you say, it's all about the exit.
Yeah. I was impressed that he still remembered all the lyrics. Because it's 26 years ago.
People
now.
Make him Come do on. It all the time.
Oh, true, actually. Yeah, true. True, yeah.
Mm.
Presumably he performs it. Karaoke and stuff.
Yeah, weddings.
Well, there's pizzas all the time, yeah. Liverpool then got beaten by Klopp's former side Mainz 4-0 pretty soon
but
after
it was the next day, wasn't it?
I think it was 2 days later. Maybe.
I think it was the next day. Either way, whether it was 1 or 2 days. I mean, that seems a strange bit of programming, doesn't it?
On the basis that they shouldn't be boring this season.
Yeah, but Mainz aren't in the International Champions Cup, Jim. That was just another
friendly.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah, Mainz aren't anywhere
near.
It's
more like, you know, like when people do loads of marathons, they have to do sort of, you know, warm down marathons. Yeah. It's a similar thing, I would think.
I enjoyed, Grujic's header.
Yeah.
Later on. Lovely header,
looping header. Ooh, don't see enough of those because they're really hard.
Mm. Liverpool have signed 39-year-old Alex Manninger. Nice to see him back.
Love this.
Mm. Ex-Arsenal, Jim. Mm. Yeah, is any good memories of Manninger?
I was an actual child when Manninger was there. It seems amazing to me that he's at these. But no, he had a good stint in the team, actually, Manninger.
Yeah, he was okay.
I'm not having a pop at the guy.
There was a point where David Seaman had an injury where he missed a big chunk of a season and Manninger was an able deputy. So good to see him back in the Premier League.
Speaking of goalkeepers, we move on to the Super Cup between Real Madrid and Sevilla. That's happening this week. Zinedine Zidane's included his son Luca in the preliminary squad as third choice keeper.
Nice to see.
Is he even a keeper?
He is. I think he's played for France at an age cap level.
He's got another son called Enzo, hasn't he? Named after Enzo Francesco.
Enzo Zidane.
Yeah.
Just sounds destined for great things.
Mm. But I think Lucas Zidane is actually quite a decent keeper.
Mm. I'm sure he is. I mean, you know.
Does he save everything with his head?
Yeah. I'd like to think that the other two keepers get mysterious injuries an hour and a half before kickoff.
A trouser burst.
Yeah. Just over here with Dan shouting down the corridor somewhere. It's only the Super Cup. Come on. It's mum's here. She's come all the way to watch.
Oh, dear. Arsenal beat Man City 3-2 in a pre-season friendly. Arsenal, eh? They're ending their pre-season with a win.
Yeah, we're not really though, are we?
You're beaten.
Mertesacker and Gabriel both just absolutely banjaxed already.
It's good.
I'd say you couldn't make it up, but you could. It's the first thing you would come up with.
The one thing I'm slightly worried about is Arsenal have released Thomas Rosicki and Matthew Flamini.
Yeah.
Where
Flamini
are they?
Has gone to live on a farm, I believe.
Mm. Right, OK, that's fine. Yeah. I'm a bit worried
about
Rosicki.
He's got a lot of interest outside football world, Flamini, hasn't
he? Saving the world. He's come up with that acid that's meant to replace oil, isn't he? Yeah. So we should let him go. Let him live on his farm.
It's actually the good thing for the good of the planet, actually, to do that. Yeah. It's nothing to do with his performances.
The Flamet, as it will become known.
Nothing to do with his declining performances. That's a healthy coincidence.
I was saying this to Pete earlier, because the season hasn't even started and we've already got a defensive crisis. I'm very, very worried that both Sylvain Distan and Wes Brown are available on a free transfer.
Yes, baby.
Yeah, there you're talking.
Very worried.
Adebayor as well on a free.
Oh, yeah, he's there.
Lovely.
Get them all.
Shamak, actually. Shamak's knocking around as
imagine
well.
Imagine if Wenger signs Adebayor and Shamak as two centre-backs for the opening game of the season.
I can imagine that. That's the worst thing.
But you're getting the band back together.
Yeah. Are Arsenal not doing the Emirates Cup anymore?
I think it is happening.
I think it was over.
Can't be. No, obviously it's not happening. Yeah. It would have happened by now.
Overshadowed by the international show.
Yeah. Probably fed up of not winning it.
I know we won't win the International Champions Cup either, but it won't be as embarrassing because it's not our tournament yet.
But we won't win the league, we won't win the cup and all the rest of it. Let's not invent a cup that we also can't win.
No.
Actually, maybe we did have it behind closed doors and only we entered it.
Yeah.
And it's just in the trophy cabinet, no one's saying
Come
more
second.
About it.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the situation is absolutely maddening at Arsenal with the transfers. You know, everyone knows we need a striker, everyone knows we need a defender. And I don't
Takuma
know,
Asano.
Yeah. Such a wonderful phrase.
But yeah, so a friend of mine made a really good point about how ridiculous our transfers are. After Leon rejected a bid for Lacazette from West Ham, we then put in a lower bid. after that, like, what are we doing? This is just making it up as they go along. It's absolutely phenomenal.
I love the idea of Leon just starting to CC Arsenal into their responses to West Ham.
You're not bidding for business. Oh, no. We can do it for cheaper. This is not how it works. I just like how they've put Chesney out on loan at Roma for another season they just don't want him on the injury list.
Yeah,
because he got injured in the Euros, didn't he?
It's brilliant.
So, yeah, we're linked with Mustafi, who I'm not hugely convinced by, but he seems to be the only player we're linked with. So
you'll
pay
take anyone at this point, won't you?
Yeah. But genuinely, Ashley Williams looks like he could be joining Everton for the fee I've seen is about £10 million. I think. Yeah. Just hijack that.
You could buy James.
Literally better than a training coach.
I love that Arsenal, right?
You could buy James Tompkins for that.
Yeah. Arsenal were finished second last season, lest we forget.
Yeah, in the strangest season ever.
Yeah, surely have more money than Everton. Surely have more pulling power than Everton. Yeah.
They've forgotten how to do transfers.
They're lying to us. They keep saying, oh, you know, we've got to sort of watch the pennies. You publish how much money you've got. We know how much you've got.
The fax machine is fucked.
But they were interested in Williams before, right? Couldn't get him, couldn't price him. Everton, 10 million, done.
Yeah, all right.
10 million. Why?
20-year-old Rob Holding's got over the line.
No, you're talking.
He's in the hat.
Got Asano as well. Granit Xhaka cost £35 million. But one of the weird things about this summer is I don't know what that means now. It's so hard to work out what a £30 million player is, what a £10 million player is. It's going to take a while for that to readjust.
Their spending has been in total 60, plus the ridiculous amount of wages they're paying Zlatan, presumably. So I thought it was a lot more than that. When it said Pogba's going to go for 100 million, I was like, God, that's 300 million they've spent. Mm. They really haven't.
God, I tell you, it's just going to be the same thing as it is every season. Just this brinkmanship going down to the wire on the last day, us ending up short, and it being really frustrating all season.
Lulls. Manchester City, they've brought in Gundogan, Sané and Nolito, among others.
They're really good at it, aren't they?
They really are. I know we all know this. We talked about it last season. Guardiola and Mourinho in the same city. Mm. In the same city.
In Mr. Wings.
In Mr. Wings! When they both win.
Yeah, both reserving the same table.
Yeah, it'll be like De Niro and Pacino in that scene from Heat.
It will be.
Yeah.
It'll be exactly like that.
10th of September, their first meeting, so you may as well start writing your op-eds now.
Sky Sports probably have started trying that now.
what
they call it? They'd probably call it Manager Meltdown Apocalypse.
Pep Mourinho.
Manchester Managers Meeting.
Didn't we have this last year?
Sounds like Accenture would do. Some management consultant would do.
Didn't we do this last year? Didn't I come up with Pep More Abysmal?
I don't know what that means.
Pet more business. If they have a fight, a public falling out.
Yeah.
I might have put it in the book, actually. Buy the book, shop! Yeah.
You were also, towards the end of last season.
Most of the book is a bit better than that, though.
Yeah. Most of it.
Yeah.
Most of it's a bit better.
Towards the end of last season as well, Pete, you were pitching the idea of a movie starring you called Unprisonable, in which you escaped from prison to prove that they couldn't put you in prison, even though you start in prison.
We've had meetings.
Yep.
I'm not going to say green light. Anyone else thought that was the meeting?
Anyone else thought that was the meeting? Because it's not technically a meeting if it's just you.
It was me and my uncle in a bush shelter.
No, it was you and that guy you've made friends with over PS4 FIFA. He's not working for a Hollywood film agency.
He assured me he was.
He's a con man.
I've wired him so much money.
Spurs beat Inter 6-1.
Yeah.
How about that? How about that? That ended Mancini's stint at Inter.
How well do you think we're doing about convincing people that we care about friendlies?
I was more talking about Inter. Poor old Spurs. Well, Mancini getting
there. He got the elbow for that.
He did, that's what I mean.
That's absurd.
Frank the Farmer, he took his place by the looks of it.
How do you think the pre-season preparations are going, Roberto? Yeah, you know, it's up and down. It's always difficult this stage of the season.
Results
don't
matter.
You're fired.
Yeah. Get out.
I don't care that you got the one. One of my favourite things I've learned in the pre-season is that Marco Marin is still a Chelsea player.
Wow.
Mm.
You do find, I mean, the amount of players Chelsea have got on their books, I think there might be one or two more that you'd raise your eyebrows at. Can't think of any at the moment.
Rude Hullet.
It might be.
Florin Malouda. Kerry Dixon. Well, to be fair, he's probably doing stadium tours.
He walks around the stadium a lot at half time.
Ron Harris still plays with Chelsea. He's actually on loan at Vitesse Arnhem at the moment.
Spackman.
Yeah.
Nigel Spackman. The crazed granddad. Still plays with them.
He's West Ham through.
He goes to Leighton Orient. West Ham are away, mate.
Just to fight.
Yeah. He hates extra time because he came here for a shooting. Now, other transfers that I think have taken my fancy. Jordan Ibe to Bournemouth.
I think that's a good buy. A lot of money, but it's you're buying potential. Well, quite. And you're buying potential. I think he's a good player. I'm surprised Liverpool let him go, actually. Mm. I am. I think he's a lot better than he's shown so far.
Yeah, at Townsend to Palace. Andros Townsend.
Good move for everyone, I think.
Good move for Palace, isn't it?
Yeah.
Money. Palace have got rid of like 10 players, haven't they?
Yeah, obviously, Shamak went. Breda Hangeland went on a free as well.
He retired, didn't he, Breda Hangeland?
Oh, is he really?
I think he did.
Well, maybe that's not weird.
Yeah, they've lost Adebayor, Shamak, Hangeland, Mariappa's gone, Dwight Gayle's gone to Newcastle, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I like him.
And Alex McCarthy, the goalkeeper, went on. Oh no, he went permanently to Southampton. Yeah, yeah. So they've lost quite a few.
Mm. Middlesbrough have signed a few, most notably Victor Valdes and Alvaro Negredo.
Yeah, Negredo's an interesting because
he's in the fantasy league team. Yeah,
is he? Okay, I'm sure he'll be delighted to hear that.
Ran out of money.
We have a Ramble Fantasy.
We do have a Ramble Fantasy league.
We'll tweet it.
It's on the Facebook and the Twitter. Yep, I can't remember the code because it's about 20 numbers in a row.
Yeah.
But it's on the social media. Uh-huh. But I was going to say about Negredo, unless I've got this completely wrong, and I'm sure you guys will, and I know it's only a loan move, you guys will tell me if I have. I just thought he didn't settle in England.
That's what I thought. I thought he was homesick for Spain and he didn't get on board with just the culture in England and the weather. Maybe they've convinced him it's hotter in Middlesbrough.
So there's not enough culture in Manchester for me. I'm going to Middlesbrough. That's what he said.
Oh,
what? You can infer from that whatever you want, Marcus Brenner.
You've spoken.
I have.
And I'm not giving any opinion on that.
Negredo's also struggled for goals more recently as well. So he thinks that he needs to sort of kickstart his career a bit. But I mean, it's a bold signing for Middlesbrough.
But there is a big Spanish contingent at Middlesbrough now. Yeah, I think that could help.
I mean,
and more money.
Yeah. Negredo's coming to the twilight of his career, though, isn't it? It's not really because of kickstarting it. It's just, I suppose, going on a new northeastern adventure, having a Palmo.
Fernando Llorente to Swansea is quite an interesting one.
Yeah, that's great. It's good to see him in the Premier League.
I think a few of us have wanted Llorente in the Prem for a while. What about Victor Wanyama to Spurs?
See, Spurs have done some really good business.
But is Wanyama going to start caring again?
Well, I think so, because he's probably got to earn his wages now, isn't he? And Vincent Janssen looks a really good signing as well. They've augmented their squad very well.
I think Wanyama's a good signing because there's always been talk about Wanyama, as you've just alluded to, not fancying in the games that aren't big games. And now he's at the capital and he's going to be in the Champions League. Hmm. Probably the sort of ambition he wanted. For his career at this stage, I think it could be a good signing for him.
Speaking of transfers, how much did Higuain go for? 70 million, something like that?
75.
He's a very fat man now, isn't he?
Higuain. He looked a bit porky, didn't he?
He's a bit of a porker right now.
28 as well. Yeah. I mean,
listen, we all ought to enjoy the off-season, don't we?
He enjoyed it a bit too much, and it's not that far away from the actual season.
Who made you judge during execution? I've seen you enjoy yourself, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I tell you what, after Argentina failed in the final in the Copa America once again, there's so many jokes about Higuain and Argentina. It's so weird how a player like that can have such a contrasting career from one continent to the other. Because in Europe, there he goes for that incredibly high fee.
He was amazing last season.
But he broke
the scoring record, didn't he?
Yeah, has that, and then goes back to his native South America to play in the Copa America. Doesn't do very well at all, misses another chance in a big final, and is quite ridiculed, quite frankly, in his own country. So it's a funny old game.
You sound genuinely concerned for him.
Well, it's a continent of two halves, mate.
There's two continents.
Yeah. It's a world of two hemispheres.
That's better. There we go.
Yeah. But let's move on to the Championship. Newcastle United, they've already lost.
No, that was unnecessary, wasn't it?
Absolutely. No, I'm sure Rafa Benitez agrees.
Jim and I really enjoyed that. All right.
I enjoyed it. It was a bit of a boring match. I went down, I hid in the Fulham end.
Oh, because we didn't win, it's boring.
It was a boring match. But that Dennis Adouye bit where he backies
it. Oh, that was lovely.
I mean, I know it was past that player, Paul Dummett. Yeah. But, I mean...
It was the skill of the season.
It was still incredible. Well, I saw it. It was right in front of me, and I went, and everyone went, "Oh!" And I went, "He didn't." I said to my mate, "He didn't. He didn't mean that." Yeah. I watched it again. God, he bloody meant it. It was brilliant.
That is Ronaldinho in his heyday.
It was amazing.
He thought to himself, "This is Paul Dummett, plump man. I'll do whatever I want.
I've hit it off any body part.
It's automatically going to come off."
You can see Paul Dummett's eyes going, "Oh, I haven't found my level, have I?"
They said it would be easier.
But you know, a lot of new players. Just looking forward to seeing Sissoko pull on that shirt against Huddersfield next week.
That's really fun. Did you see his squad photo?
Looks delighted.
Oh, yeah, so funny.
They have made a few signings.
No offers on the table. Emmanuel Riviere, there's people interested in him though, which is quite interesting.
That is mental, given how well Sissoko played in the final.
It's like a 30 million release clause. Yeah,
but it's also probably that they've done their research.
Yeah. But it's also the fact that his agent is probably asking for unrealistic wages because he's so well paid because he was a Premier League player.
Yeah.
So he's not going to get a move to another Premier League club, I wouldn't have thought, because everyone's seen him play every week last year. and so he has to go abroad. He's probably not getting the wages he wants. I mean, I think my experience,
big boys, wasn't it?
Experience of watching football is that in those sort of situations, it does happen quite a lot when a team's relegated. They either, the player through their agent either drops their wage demands or they just stay there. They just rot there, basically. Yeah. And it looks like Sissoko's, he's got Yeah, two or three weeks to sort himself out.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a couple of squad players waiting for his squad number when he leaves, and he's training by himself, and he's being rather unequivocal in social media, and he's doing a lot of interviews, let's say.
But you can imagine Benitez saying to him, look, if you just could put on a good display against Huddersfield, someone might know. Yeah. I played the European Championship final.
I'm more interested in Newcastle United's new captain, the self-proclaimed King of Sausages.
Yay!
22-year-old Jamal Lascelles, is it pronounced?
Lascelles, I think.
What was the sausage thing about?
Lascelles.
As I've said so many times on this show, I think
normally off air though. Yeah.
At the Ramble Barbecue,
or the Lee Sharp Barbecue.
I was giving him big licks at the end of last season. I do like a bit of Jamal.
But what is the sausage thing all about?
I presume somebody just stole his phone and wrote, "I'm the King of Sausages. I'm a big sausage."
Okay,
but it was like 2 years ago. But it was just nice. It was on the day that he got awarded the captain's armband, and obviously he was tweeting on social media, going, "I'm really proud to be following the footsteps of such celebrated footballers as Peter Beasley and Alan Shearer and stuff like that." And everyone was going just retweeting, "I'm the King of Sausages."
It's tempting to say it's very surprising how quickly a Newcastle United club captain can go from that to laughing stock.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not that surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, more on that in the MLS roundup later, by the way. Leeds United, terrible start for Gary Monk, QPR 3-0. Good start for the West London sides.
Are Leeds ever going to get it right?
It's funny, isn't it? I think there's an argument that that's the toughest job in England. Because
and Nottingham Forest ever going to get right? Are Newcastle ever going to get right?
Are England ever? What?
Yeah. But I think with Leeds though, I mean, the majority of the fans are realistic and they don't expect them to get back to their glory days anytime soon. But I think they all not unreasonably hope that at one stage they will, that they'll get back into the Premier League, re-establish themselves because they have a big stadium and blah blah blah. But it just isn't happening, isn't it?
Aston Villa, bad start for them. Lost against Sheffield Wednesday, two former Premier League giants.
It's a very difficult league and very competitive, and the favourites rarely win.
And Sheffield Wednesday are a good side. I mean, they were good last season.
No, that's fair enough. What about Wolves? They drew 2-1 with Rotherham, but they've got Walter Zenger.
I love this
as coach. That went under my radar.
This is one of my favourite moves of the summer. This,
yeah,
absolute legend, goalkeeper for Italy.
Wonderful.
He
looks very stylish too.
He's an absolute dude.
I can remember a scuffed jean
in goal. Yeah. In goal for Italy in World Cup 90, he used to have a big chain and he used to chew and go in goal. Lovely
five
stuff.
Clean sheets in a row at Italia 90, 518 minutes
without conceding,
which is still a record, I believe, at major tournaments according to Sky Sports. When he hung up his boots and gloves, he pursued an acting career in what one tabloid described a lusty Italian soap opera, Costanza, which was
a Seinfeld spin.
It does sound a bit familiar, doesn't it? This was also mentioned in the article. It was by Midlands News website Express and Star.
Yeah, is this the one that talks about him having an Elvis themed wedding?
Doing his wedding vows renewal.
Great stuff.
Beautiful. I went to Graceland this summer. It was very good.
Oh, you did?
I recommend
it. Did you see Walter Zenger there?
Elvis has got a very small house.
Okay.
Like, Graceland is tiny. It's absolutely tiny.
He doesn't really need a big house now, does he?
No, probably not.
Are you in some way sort of suggesting that you are more successful than Elvis?
Not so many words.
Just say it. It's a close run thing.
Have you eaten
bigger
more
than Elvis?
Well, a little bit of background on Walter Zenger's CV. Wolves are his 16th club in 18 years as a manager.
It keeps on giving. I'll tell you what, he is. I'll tell you something now. Zenger is going to be underrated in this season. He's going to be fantastic.
Well, he believes this statistic is misleading and says, sometimes I move because for 6 months I didn't receive a salary. But in the internet, it doesn't mention
this. Doesn't know the internet.
The internet.
Climbs in, do a box.
Down on the internet. Yeah. I love the fact. I mean, how many times can that have happened? Yeah. How many times?
16 in 18 years. It's not 3 in 5 years.
So let's recap. He was a fantastic goalkeeper at Italian 90.
Well, he's a fantastic goalkeeper, full stop.
He was in a lusty Italian soap opera. He had an Elvis-themed renewal of his wedding vows.
Yep.
He's managed 16 clubs in 18 years,
yep.
And he doesn't know what the internet is.
And
if he didn't exist, the Ramble would have to invent this man.
Well, in one of his first press conferences,
I'm just glad that we're going to be talking about the Championship just because of this.
Yeah, right. Well, in one of his first press conferences as Wolves boss, he said, Wolves are the biggest team for us in Italy.
Lies.
This club was all the time in our minds.
Oh,
big Zeng. Does he mean Roma?
Big Zeng.
Because they're wolfing.
And they drew 2-2 with Rotherham, we should probably mention, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I did say. We also, before we go to the break, Grant Ward got a hat-trick on his debut for Ipswich. Mm. Deserves a mention, but Walter Zeng, a top man. Surely are going to talk more about him.
Big Zeng and the Wolves.
You can't ignore Grant Ward and his 300% strike rate in the championship.
You cannot. Oh, dearie me. Right, we've got more beautiful things in the Scottish Premiership after this.
Hi, I'm Jermaine Defoe. This is the Football Ramble. Hi, I'm Jermaine Defoe. And this is the Football Ramble.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. Do not forget that this Thursday we will be recording the preview show sponsored by Bet365.
First one of the season. I think we might be incorporating our Premier, or our sort of, I guess, our 2016-17 predictions for the season at large. Is that right?
Yeah.
So the stuff we did when Pete said a penis will be seen and all that other stuff for the Euros, heady days.
Maybe two penises will be
seen. I'll tell you right now, that Sony order's just around the corner. we're going to do it for the 2016-17 season across all English football. And then maybe one or two other bits and pieces.
I think that's restricted because we might predict who's going to win the Scottish Premiership as well.
Well, maybe. Who knows?
Oh, that'd be fun this season.
Indeed.
I suppose you've got to talk about
Big Scott Sinclair's gone up to Celtic.
Yeah.
And Joey Barton's playing for Rangers.
Yeah. But it's sort of a return to the days of our youth where you'd have like Rod Wallace go up to Scotland and become an absolute superstar. Mm.
Remember Marco Negri, Marcus?
Did he get 20 goals in like 5 games? It was
I was living up in Edinburgh at the time. Marco Negri scored.
I'm going to look it up because it was unbelievable.
I think he scored 31 goals between, when would the season started? August, I think it was back then. Between August and December or January. 31 goals, I'm pretty sure. And then for the second half of the season, he only scored 5. Mm. Now, don't get me wrong, that's still an amazing tally, but
players always kind of stuck, because I remember Craig Bellamy went on loan from Newcastle up to when he fell out with Alan Shearer. Didn't he attack someone with a golf club?
That was Liverpool with what, Johanna Risa, wasn't it?
Well, he went up north across the border and he scored like 7 in 10 or something.
Off of Celtic.
I don't think he could continue that kind of form, to be honest. That's too blistering.
It was too blistering.
Apparently Marco Negri's record-breaking campaign of 32 league goals was stopped, brought to an end by a serious eye injury.
That's right.
He played squash against someone got hit in the eye.
Oh no!
I think it was one of the other Rangers players. I forget now.
Anyway,
don't play squash, guys.
Certainly not in Glasgow.
No.
Well, Scottish Premiership, we're talking about it pretty much. Celtic, they beat the magnificent Gorgie Boys 2-1. What a shame! What a shame!
What a terrible shame!
I thought we're going to start with a bang, and then that happened. But you know. Brendan Rodgers, there we are. He's brought in Kolo Touré. Moussa Dembélé.
Kolo Touré that delighted to be there as well.
He did. Moussa Dembélé are touted for a move to Spurs for a while, so they did well to get him.
I wonder if Dembélé's just got a good agent that was talking him up, so now he's going here, he's going there, and actually Celtic was the best they could get.
True. Scott Sinclair, as we said, got the win.
North of the border, Dick. Won't be the last one of the season, will it?
Possibly my favourite signing was to a Glaswegian club was for Rangers. They drew 1-1 with Hamilton. Not the start they wanted, but they're back in the big league. As you said, they've signed Barton from Burnley. Nico Cranchar from New York Cosmos.
Yeah. Lovely alliteration with those two, isn't there?
Yeah. Do you think Harry gets a percentage of that?
I think Nico Kranjčar has become more of a concept than a player.
He's only 31.
That is not true.
I know it's not. Allegedly.
How many transfers has he actually had in his career, Nico Kranjčar?
I mean, the window's still open. Maybe you can get
He'll go again. He'll go again. Because there was a FIFA-imposed rule where you could only play for like 2 clubs a season or something. He's supposed to have flouted that about 15 times.
How many Nico Kranjčars are there?
Again.
Yeah, that's the real question.
Yeah, there's probably more than one. Yeah,
probably the one.
He probably showed them a DVD and got, look, barely played in that one.
Yeah, I didn't bother. Turn up that
I mean,
one.
he didn't run in his pomp.
No, he didn't.
What must he be like now?
Did he have a pomp?
He had a pompy.
Pompy pomp.
He was lovely. He was a lovely little player for Portsmouth.
He was a lovely little player for Portsmouth.
Oh, God, you can't help it, can you?
When Portsmouth meet Newcastle next season, we'll try and sign him back.
There we go.
Give me a beating.
What makes you think Newcastle will stay up?
Yeah. No, they won't. They'll get relegated. League One, Marcus.
Sorry.
That's his point. Yeah. I was getting my leagues wrong.
Although, that is, in your defence, Marcus, that is preposterous because it involves Portsmouth achieving some sort of promotion, which is impossible.
But even though Celtic beat Hearts, it's the D who sit top. Dundee, they beat Ross County 3-1. The early pace setters blowing the title race wide open already.
I love the D.
In Scotland.
Well, you can't win the title in Scotland in August, and you can't lose it either.
But you can in September.
Yeah.
Right, before we go to MLS, some Serie A transfers have been quite interesting, as we've said, Higuain to Juventus. Pjanic is also joined from Roma.
They're just hoovering up, aren't they? Mm, Bayern.
But Roma, yeah, they are. Roma have permanently signed Mo Salah and Stefan El Shaarawy, which is good news. Juventus sold Alvaro Morata to Real Madrid.
If you look at the three of the five big European leagues, essentially, according to the betting and the bookies and stuff, you've got PSG are an absolute shoe-in for France, Bayern Munich for Germany, and now Juventus have reached that sort of peak for Italy, in Italy as well. So it's only really England and
best league in the world.
Well, no, the thing is though, Jim, it probably is the most competitive now, because Spain, you only really got two, arguably three, and England, it's wide open.
But the sides in Spain obviously dominate European football.
I'm obviously not going to leave Scotland off that list either, because I mean it's all to play for up there too.
Big time. Yeah. Should we go to MLS? Recently, former Manchester City, Southampton, Plymouth, Charlton, Brentford for Bradley Wright Phillips broke the MLS Major League Soccer scoring record. He's 63rd rather, as a Red Bull player, putting him past Juan Pablo Angel as the all-time franchise goal scoring leader.
I've seen Bradley Wright Phillips play for the New York Red Bulls. He was Bradley Wright Phillips, so he wasn't that good. But
the stats say
otherwise. Well, quite, but he didn't show an awful lot in the game I saw. But Juan Pablo Angel has got a special award dedicated to him in the trophy cabinet at Red Bulls for being the leading franchise scorer. And I think it'd be an awful shame to take that down. But they're going to have to.
They'll call it that Angel Wright Phillips Award.
It's engraved with him, isn't it? I think it's like a pair of boots, and it's engraved. It's a gold award.
Engrave over it.
They have to put a plate over it and engrave again.
Just write Juan Pablo Angel Wright Phillips. Just add another hyphen.
Look, it'd be like the Stanley Cup, which is massive.
But he wears 99, doesn't he, Bradley Wright Phillips? Which we don't like to see.
Who was it who wore 99? did one of the Chilean forwards back in the day?
Zamorano, perhaps.
He
won plus 8.
That's right, because he wanted 9. Yeah, that's right.
Did Balotelli wear 99? Oh, no, Cassano, maybe.
Okay, yeah. It's happened before.
So many of them.
The precedent has been set.
It's because they retire all their numbers, isn't it? There's no normal ones left.
Bradley Wright Phillips... He's broken the record. It's a fantastic achievement. And old Brad has said, "Of course I won't lie. I like to break records."
He's only just discovered that because the laser been broken.
He's smashing turntables. I think it's...
He also likes to... what did he do in that nightclub when he was playing for Southampton?
Well, this is what I mean when he breaks records.
With Nathan Dyer.
Hey guys, are the lawyers here?
Should we move on?
All right.
I don't know, if you can think of the actual thing that happened.
I think it might have been rifling through ladies' handbags, Pete.
Okay, yeah. That's all right then. Yeah, I do remember something like that.
Caught on CCTV.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
See what's in there?
Congratulations.
They're very mysterious things, ladies' handbags.
Yeah, but you shouldn't take the contents home.
Stay away from ladies' handbags.
Maybe he was checking for, like, naughty things.
Is this mine?
I love that. Oh, it's checking for naughty things. That's why I've been rifling through
your handbag. How many ladies' handbags could you fit in Graceland, Pete?
Three. Not so many.
Not many, yeah.
Man. Frank Lampard, who was considered one of the worst designated players of all time, he's been putting in much better performances over the summer, scoring goals, most notably a hat-trick in a 5-1 win against Colorado, bagged a first hat-trick for the New York City FC peoples.
It's like his career in England in microcosm, isn't it? Because he was a bit of a derided figure of fun when he was younger.
He did have a calf injury, but since becoming a starter since about the 18th of June, mid-June, he's been one of the top scorers in MLS with 8 goals in 8 games.
Good for him.
That may be incorrect now, because I think they had another round
Do
of games.
Do we have any stats on how many were deflected?
No, I think all but one.
Spoken like a true Arsenal fan. You know,
One was a penalty.
You take him back on loan, though, wouldn't you? You take him 6 months on loan?
Well, I don't think we'd be that ambitious.
Stick him at centre-half, mate. Looked like some Mateus back in the day.
Someone with that winning mentality, Jim.
Yeah.
Now then, Portland Timbers signed former Newcastle United defender Stephen Taylor. Made his debut, Peter. Mm. You'll be interested in
this features quite heavily in the highlights of the week section, Marcus.
All right. Scored an own goal after 9 minutes. Subbed off after an hour with his side 3-0 down. After he went off, they won 4-3.
Did he go down like he was shot at any point?
Oh, going home to your wife. Good game.
We won 4-3.
Got the win bonus.
Good Lord.
I should say, friend of the Ramble and good friend of mine and someone, Marcus, and I think Jim may know, Steve Winter got in touch with that, so I should give him a shout-out as well, because he literally wrote it almost exactly as you said it, Marcus, so I should give him a shout-out.
I didn't copy him.
No.
Steve.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's Woodgate-esque, that, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
It's the Woodgate Award. They should start dishing that out.
They should. What else have we got before we get on to those highlights? Oh, blimey, Roberto Martinez, the new Belgian manager.
Did you see Lukaku's alleged reaction to this?
I did.
It was hilarious. Because it was during Wayne Rooney's testimonial, wasn't it? And apparently you can see him on the bench saying, is this a piss take? Like, just, I think it's him and Kevin Morales as well, just laughing in the tunnel afterwards. He's denied that that's what he was talking about.
I mean, but it wasn't announced at the testimonial. I think
it was a funny gif. It was during the the testimonial taking place, so he would have found out at that time. So it's clearly what he's on about.
Was it like the guy on the loudspeaker?
Joking aside, that's why players and referees put their hand over the mouth when they talk these days, because people don't. Because media just pick up on it.
But if you're laughing, you're flipping head off. they will know.
Oh, players aren't allowed to laugh anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
As you pointed out, Pete, Martinez's agent must be something else. I mean, what a gig.
But Pete said he must be really good at interviews, which I imagine Martinez is brilliant at interviews. I bet he knows his way around the PowerPoint.
He pulled out the dance, the reversing.
I can imagine him getting up, ready for his interview, just getting him, becoming really calm, taking his sweater off so he's got a shirt and tie, rolling his sleeves, like, how you guys doing? You had a good day? Just super relaxed about everything. Yeah. And interviewing very, very well. I agree with you, Pete. You're right on that.
Shows you how poor Wilmots was.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Which we often said on
this
podcast.
They must not have that much money. Is that the thing? Is it they just have enough money to chuck around?
And, maybe.
I don't know. I really don't know. But
he's not that bad, is he? I know I've had a dig at him over and over again. I don't think he's top class. I think he's overrated. But is he that bad?
Do Belgium really need a manager who notoriously can't set up a defence given the problem that they've they've been
he
having?
He did win the Football Association Cup, Jim.
It's true.
With Wigan. Wigan.
I know.
All right.
I know Argentina, because it's all anyone ever says.
Argentina have got a new manager. Edgardo Bauza, I think it's pronounced.
From Mario?
Yeah, I was about to say. Wow. I was going to go with a Mario pun, but you've ruined it anyway.
I can't think of one.
Oh.
Well, you weren't going to go in with one?
I was trying to think of one, yeah.
Okay. Wow. He plans to bring back a bleached blonde-haired Messi into the fray.
How many coins has he been paid?
Jesus Christ.
He doesn't get paid the coins. He smashes them out of brick for his head.
Yeah. It would be upset how many shells.
Yes,
very true.
And what then if he came up with his press conference, just started throwing fireballs around.
Well, maybe
if he wins the World Cup, you get given a princess.
Yeah. Well, no, maybe if he kidnaps Messi's wife, then Messi will have to play for Argentina. If he wins the World Cup, he can have her back.
Yeah,
that's how I'd do it. Uh-huh. If I was Bowser from Mario in charge of Argentina.
He makes all the players eat mushrooms and they get really massive.
Diego Maradona offered to manage the national team for free.
Oh, you're alright. Alright, I'll pay you. No.
You're doing yourself out of a job.
We've done this.
Speaking of people who probably interview very well.
Sorry, Diego. No, the problem last time wasn't that we had to pay you.
No.
Oh, my goodness. While we're in South America, let's talk about Ronaldinho for a bit. Although he's not been in South America. He is now, but he wasn't because he played two games in the Indian Futsal League for Goa, scoring 5 in a 7-2 win on his debut.
I saw the debut highlights and he was magnificent. Mm. It was almost like he was, you know, I'd say 100 to 200 times more talented than any other person there. That's what it looked like to me anyway. Yeah.
Ronaldinho doesn't strike me as someone who would go to the doctor to get shots. You know what I mean?
No, he wouldn't.
Like, he wouldn't get his anti-malarials. He just sort of goes, fuck it.
He doesn't even know the existence of injections to go to different countries. I wouldn't have thought.
He gets his shots at the bar.
Yeah, he does.
He's full of money. Oh.
Let's drink. Boot the glass up high. Now, in a local newspaper, he told the Indian people because he left after only two games to go back to Brazil because he's an ambassador for the Paralympic Games. And he said, unfortunately, just when I was getting in my groove and getting to know the country better, I have to go back as my country needs me.
Like a really flaky superhero.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sure that the Paralympics have probably been planned for some time. He should have been able to see this coming.
When you say planned, you know, it's like Brazil.
The thing is, it's like he's thought, I could probably squeeze this in. I'll squeeze it in. Yeah. Paralympics doesn't start for another couple of weeks. I'll squeeze it in.
But to be fair, Pele was meant to light the torch before the opening ceremony and hours before had to pull out.
What happened there? Is it health?
I think it was to do
with health. That's
really sad. It was very sad, But all I'm saying is last-minute stuff.
The nice touch was the guy who lit the flame was the guy who got accosted in the marathon by the, well, I think it might have been in Athens. The Brazilian runner who was winning the marathon, and a fan broke free, a crazed fan, and like assaulted him and stopped him winning it. And I think he eventually came third or something, or fourth, or he didn't win the medal he was supposed to win.
Yeah.
So I think as a gesture, they gave him the chance to light the Olympic flag.
That's really, that's great.
Yeah.
I would have fancied, what a sad story.
But at least, you know, what an honour to do, to do that. I would have quite fancied.
Not a gold medal, is it?
No. Well, I'd have quite fancied Edmundo.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the country would have fallen into the sea in its entirety.
Edmundo with the monkey.
Yeah. Chimpanzee.
That was a myth, that monkey.
No, but there is a picture of him doing it, so I don't know how much of a myth it is.
I'd love Edmundo to light the Olympic flame.
Can we tell the story? I don't know. I don't think I know the story. I know all the monkey stories.
You are actually visibly shaking at the prospect of knowing a new monkey story.
I need to put it in my diary.
We had a meeting last week. I was in charge of monkey stories.
So basically, Edmundo hired a circus for his son's birthday, and there was a chimpanzee there called Pepito. Or something like that, and it was also dressed in a red Adidas tracksuit. And basically, the story was that Edmundo just kept giving it beer, and there is a picture of him just feeding the chimpanzee beer out of a pint glass.
A chimp can take it, though.
Yeah, well, he claims he didn't get it drunk, but the photographic evidence does suggest he was at least trying to at one point.
Can I interject at this point and say Pete did not pass his veterinarian exams? You are not qualified to say that.
I reckon an average chimp could take three beers.
Yeah, but
you
didn't become a vet because you want to go out on the piss with animals.
You don't need qualifications to do that.
Just point it out there, guys.
Yeah. Well, going back to Ronaldinho, apparently Australian side Wollongong Wolves have reportedly offered him the opportunity to play as a guest.
More wolf chat.
Yeah. There you are, you see. There you are. Right, shall we have some highlights of the week?
Yes, I'll squeeze a few highlights of the week in now. Andrew Berry says, my highlight of the week, although not really, a 4-1 drubbing by Norwich, leaving me hating football after only 30 minutes of the new season. I mean, as a Pompey fan, that's fairly standard.
Yeah. It's nice to get them out of the way, isn't it?
Just so, if it's any consolation, Andrew, Portsmouth started this season where they left off the last one. They drew at home to Carlisle United, who were down to 10 men in the first half.
So, not a football to go yet.
Exactly. Jim, it makes me fear for it, to be honest. It makes me fear for the next 45 games.
Yeah.
Andrew Thomas, this is a really good one. Hello to you, Andrew. He's been in touch saying, perhaps by writing this here, I might better claim copyright on it in the future, but why don't Panini use Pokemon Go technology for future tournaments? Can just imagine pubs and clubs with sign up to be player hotspots and pissed up blokes can chase around parks on the way home trying to catch a Croatian right back.
It's a great idea. Yeah.
And if you do want some advice on copywriting and painting and stuff, email Pete, because he'll help you out.
Yeah.
Four words for you: infant chip bowl helmet.
Just email it to the Prime Minister, and then that's how that gets printed.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's what you do.
You print the email out and just chuck it in a bush, or
staple it to your own back for 24 hours. Lots of shouts. Far too many to mention here individually about Mark Clattenburg's tattoos.
Oh yeah,
I thought it was a bit harsh. People having to pop at him.
No, I remember you having a huge pop at him on the WhatsApp group, so is it harsh?
I've also had a massive pop at him in the book that's coming out in October.
You've got a slightly wonky tattoo in the same place on your arm.
That's partly why, won't I? So the other thing is it fair to say that Mark Clattenburg's risen to the very top of his profession, and it's fair enough?
His ink would suggest so.
Yeah.
What I would say is the only problem I have with the second Euros tattoo is that he's included the trademark TM.
He presumably got permission.
Well, maybe he had to.
Well, no, because his arm's not an official UEFA product, is it?
Apparently Disney kick off about people having tattoos of their characters.
Shut up.
All I'll say is I did a lot of research into refereeing for the book, and I've got a lot of respect for them. Now, Marcus, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, brother.
Very, very difficult. Anyway, moving on. Leslie Byron Pitt, who I think slept on the floor of your house once.
He did, after Ramble Live.
He says his highlight is...
Something I've never offered again.
No.
Not because of Leslie.
It sounds like it was because of Leslie. I speak to Leslie on Twitter. He's a lovely chap. Don't denigrate his good name.
Well, you both might be getting some mail soon, because he missed most of the football this summer because he got engaged to his girlfriend of 10 years.
Congratulations
to you, Leslie.
And the reception is in my house.
despite Pete trying to hijack that.
Ben Munro Lake, hello to you, Ben. He says, I'm not going to say the return of the football ramble, but that's what you want me to say, but you have to work for it. Well, you have said it, Ben.
Cheers, Ben.
We'll just clip it out.
Roger Johnson was on the radar of a lot of our listeners this week, but after telling booing Charlton fans to say fuck off by saying fuck off if you don't like it after an opening day defeat to Bury at Gig Lane. So
they didn't like it?
No, they didn't.
Who likes a defeat?
And Jake Jackman, a lot of people got in touch about this, but Jake was the first person to do so. He says, my highlight was Joe Kinnear getting a Twitter account.
Oh my goodness.
He says he's eagerly anticipating how he manages to get his expletive-filled rants into 140 characters. Now, I've checked Joe Kinnear's Twitter. It's Joe_Kinnear2. It's official. He's got a tick. Mm-hmm. And the only tweet I could see was, somebody let me know how to turn off notifications. My phone has gone crazy.
So, crazier than Charles Insomnia.
A disappointing lack of...
Goodness knows, his head's already got an automatic spell check in it anyway.
I know. A disappointing lack of swearing, but the night is still young, shall we say. So that's all the highlights of the week from me.
Excellent stuff. Any more for any more?
Let's get out of here, guys.
Let's
blow this joint.
We're back on perhaps late Thursday, certainly Friday morning with the preview show. But it's a pleasure to be back. It's a pleasure to have you round the Ramble table with us again, ladies and gentlemen.
And don't forget I haven't actually told you yet, so you can't forget it. But there is a new website going live Tuesday morning, thefootballramble.com. Everything you need will be in there, so check it out.
Beautiful. Sweet. Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Pete.
Goodbye, everyone.
Cheerio from me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
mate. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.